Good morning. Today, let's reflect on the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 37 to 38. The living water of Christ. If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Horticulturists tell us that plants thrive on slow, deep watering that wets the earth to a depth of 4 to 6 inches. Then when dry weather hits or dry season comes, the plants are more likely to survive, even if they receive water only once a week. Also, watering in the evening hours decreases the evaporation factor that steals moisture from the plants. One thing is certain, healthy plants that produce lush foliage and beautiful fruits or flowers demand plenty of water carefully applied to their roots. Plant experts say the occasional sprinkling here and there of water seems to do more damage than good to the plants. Just as plants get thirsty, we too get thirsty. When the Samaritan woman at the well met Jesus, Jesus explained to her that physical water is temporary, but spiritual water is eternal. Taken from John chapter 4, verses 13 to 14. To bear fruit, we need the living water of Christ dwelling within us. If we were always in a hurry and just read a Bible verse here and there, our roots remain shallow and can wither in dry seasons. Through more extended times alone with God in prayer and in reading His Word, the Holy Scripture, can we develop inner sustenance for trials that come. When we let God put His living water in our hearts, not only does He satisfy our spiritual thirst, He helps us to grow and grow deeper in faith to withstand the tempest and vicissitudes of life. And we can be a nourishing fountain to others in need. Let us pray. As a doe longs for running streams, so longs my soul for you, my God. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.